Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
A happy Wednesday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. Another great episode. A lot to talk about. Day two of the wild card series in playoff baseball. I had a great day yesterday. Cedric Mullins got a couple hits. We had the Mets on the money line. Tigers first five cash. Got some more bets today that we're going to give out here in a little bit. Going to talk the other half of the NFL slate. We looked at 8 of the games yesterday. We're going to look at 7 more of the games coming up in week 5 of the NFL. Also getting into some of our college football best bets as well. Kate Constable going to join us later on in the show for Model Making Money, and then we'll wrap everything up with our favorite plays of the day. As always, any questions, comments, thoughts, best bets that you guys have for us, let us know. We're getting ready to talk about the Kansas City Royals and the Chiefs. Any questions regarding the Chiefs for your fantasy teams, betting purposes, let us know. You can go twitch.tv/BetQL and YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports. And if you miss any part of the show, we got you covered with the Send It In podcast at the end of the program. So if you miss any part of it, go check out Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts. Get this thing rolling. Glasses in session. Let's go to the Glasser guest line. Tommy Caster joins us. You can give him a follow on X at Tweets from Tommy, host of Sports Daily, KFH in Wichita, Kansas, Mondays through Fridays, 9 to 11 a.m. Central Time. And Tommy, we were talking before the show started. Busy episode today. I'm sure you guys got a lot going on, obviously. The Royals defeat the Orioles yesterday, 1-0, in just one of those classic October pitching duels yesterday between Reagans and Corbin Burns. The Royals were kind of struggling down the stretch of the regular season, but they managed to get in. They won yesterday. What do you make of their chances again today with Seth Lugo on the mound?
Well, I really like their chances a lot, and thanks for having me on the show, PJ. Really appreciate it. I like their chances with Lugo. The Royals have had a really, really strong top of the rotation basically all season long with both Reagans and Lugo there at the top. And then if this series goes to a game three, they're going to have Michael Wacha out there as well. So the pitching rotation has been the strength of this Kansas City Royals team basically all season long. They're built for a best of three series. And so the fact that they were able to get game one with Reagans and the fact that the Orioles already use Corbin Burns, I like their chances a lot today.
Any players that you would look at moving forward outside of Bobby Witt, outside of Salvi, maybe for player props or stolen bases? Garcia had a really good game yesterday in the 9-hole. Pasquantino's back. Obviously, in October, you need your stars to play like stars. Witt had the RBI yesterday to give the Royals the win. Anybody else in that lineup, though, maybe you would target to look at for props?
You know, I know it's going to be a popular pick, but I really like Salvador Perez. He's got the experience of playing in the postseason, number one. He's one of the few Royals that's been there before and that he's done that before. So that's really big, I think, for Kansas City. But on top of that, with the return of Vinny Pasquantino into the lineup in the 3-hole, at least where he was yesterday, that protects Salvador Perez a little bit more. Pitchers can't go through just Witt and Perez and then not have to worry about Vinny Pasquantino sandwiched in between them. So I do think that that provides a little bit more protection for Salvador Perez in the lineup, both in Game 2 and a potential Game 3.
Looking at the futures market, Tommy, the Royals right now are plus 600 to win the American League. They're 15-1 to win the World Series. I mean, this was a team that lost 106 games a year ago. So the fact that they're in the playoffs is incredible. But now that they're in, we know in this sport, anything can happen. You mentioned how great their pitching has been. Do you think that could carry them deep into the postseason, or are you not quite there yet with this team?
I definitely think that their starting pitching can. I know one of the big question marks has been the consistency of their bullpen all season long. It's been much maligned, but I'll tell you one thing. The most impactful acquisition at the trade deadline, not only for the Royals, but maybe in all of Major League Baseball, was J.J. Piccolo, the general manager for the Royals, going out and getting Lucas Ursig from the Athletics at the trade deadline. He's been outstanding down the stretch as the closer for the Royals. He was outstanding in an inning and a third yesterday. The Royals, number one, don't win that game yesterday without Lucas Ursig, but they also don't even make it into the playoffs without Lucas Ursig as well. And I didn't realize this until just recently, that in the final 2 weeks of the regular season, when the Royals were really struggling offensively, their bullpen, which again was up and down throughout the season, they had the second best ERA in all of Major League Baseball in the final 2 weeks of the regular season. So if that can continue, and from the looks of what happened in game one yesterday, I think it will, then the Royals have a pretty good shot.
All right, let's move it over to the Chiefs, Tommy. Obviously, a lot going on with them, looking to three-peat this season. They're off to an undefeated start, but right now, a lot of question marks with that offense, especially at the wide receiver core. We're waiting to hear back for the second opinion from the doctors with this Rashee Rice injury, but just kind of, you know, you guys can get a gauge on this stuff, maybe what the team's been saying and what the coaching staff's been saying. What do you think the injury is going to look like for Rashee Rice? Do you think the Chiefs are probably planning to play the rest of the season without him?
You know, at first I really did think so, but I don't know if that's really the reality or not. And honestly, PJ, I don't think really anybody knows right now. There have been so many different conflicting reports. But what I take away from it all is that I don't see the Chiefs making any kind of move until they know for certain what the future looks like for Rashee Rice. Keep in mind that if this does end up being a season-ending injury, there's also a potential looming suspension for Rashee Rice as well that wouldn't run concurrent. You would think that it would probably end up being tacked on at the very end, or, you know, when he comes back healthy. So you could be potentially looking at being without Rashee Rice for a long period of time. And so knowing that, I think the Chiefs want full clarity on exactly what that future and that timeline looks like before they go out and make any kind of move. They're going to be bound by the cap room that they have, which is pretty limited. I just don't know that right now we should be expecting the Chiefs to make a really sizable splash in acquiring somebody new.
Who would be the guy currently on the team that you would expect to really step up in his absence? Do you think that's going to be a Sky Moore? Is that going to be a Justin Watson, a Juju Smith-Schuster? Travis Kelce finally had a nice game against the Chargers this past Sunday. Like, for people out there, fantasy owners, betting props, who would be the guys that you would look at for the Chiefs in that offense that you think will step up in Rice's absence?
Yeah, so everybody knows that quarterbacks love to have a high level of trust with their receivers. That's paramount for Patrick Mahomes. He's going to look at the guys that he trusts the most to fill in that role, whether it's for 1 week or for the remainder of the season. That guy's not Sky Moore. I'm way down on Sky Moore. He's had multiple opportunities to show that he can take that next step and be a premier receiver in this league, and he hasn't done it. So I would not be on him whatsoever. I think Juju Smith-Schuster, there's a level of trust there. He's clearly lost a step since the last time he was in Kansas City. He's a great blocker, and he's been able to do that sort of thing really well in his return to the Chiefs, but I'm not sure that he's going to be a volume type guy. You mentioned Justin Watson. There is a high level of trust that Patrick Mahomes has with Justin Watson. He's had it for a long time. And even when around this area, people are like, man, like the athleticism just isn't quite there like you would see with other wide receivers. What people leave out is the level of trust and the commitment that Mahomes and Watson have together. So out of all of those guys, I would definitely be pretty heavy on Watson, at least in the interim, until the Chiefs know what direction they want to go with either a free agent wide receiver or if they want to make a trade by the deadline.
We're going to see the Chiefs on Monday night when they take on the Saints. So it'll be our first look without Rice in that offense. The Chiefs are a 5-point favorite. The total is 42.5. Tommy, the Chiefs are 4-0 this year, but as you know, all four of those games have been decided by 7 points or less. We're getting 5 points with New Orleans. Is this another one of those games where the Chiefs win, the Saints cover, or do you think this is finally the game where maybe Kansas City wins by double digits?
I actually think this is the game that the Chiefs can flex a little bit. Monday Night Football, primetime, obviously, inside Arrowhead. They've got a lot to show that the 4-0 start is legitimate, and it's not just, they've kind of lucked their way into wins here and there. So I think they've got a really good opportunity against a Saints team that looked outstanding the first couple of weeks of the regular season, but they've kind of fallen off a cliff offensively ever since. They can flex a little bit, and I think that's going to be really important for them. I also think that Kareem Hunt has the opportunity to have a really big game for Kansas City on Monday night. He looked pretty good coming off of the street and playing on the road in LA on Sunday. This will be his return, a reunion to Arrowhead Stadium. With the Carson Steele fumbling issues, to me, it really looks like that Kareem Hunt is going to be the lead back moving forward on this roster. He still absolutely can play, and so I wouldn't be surprised to see Andy Reid really lean on Hunt a lot, and I think that he'll respond to that really well. He would be a guy that I would look at, you know, pretty heavily as far as, you know, putting some dollars on in the prop market.
I love it. Tommy Caster, give him a follow on X at Tweets from Tommy, host of Sports Daily KFH in Wichita, Kansas, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. Tommy, really appreciate the time and the insight. Enjoy the Royals game tonight, my friend, and I'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, guys, let's keep it rolling. Speaking of the Royals, we'll get into some playoff baseball picks here. I see our guide, Reed Phillips-Rad. Two picks in the Baltimore-Kansas City game. Zach Eflin under a half a walk. Royals can be free swingers, and Lugo under 4.5 hits allowed. I really like that, Reed, especially because the last start that Zach Eflin made against the Yankees, he had 4 walks. And Eflin is like one of the best control pitchers in baseball. Rarely walks anybody. I like that play. And the Orioles bats are just, they've been struggling for 3 months. They struggled again yesterday. Lugo's been awesome. I like that under 4.5 hits look as well. So, Reed, I like both of those plays. As for some other plays in that game, not only do I like under 4.5 hits today for Seth Lugo, I look at the Orioles team total under 3.5 runs as well at plus 105. I really don't understand this number, right? I mean, the total 7.5. We know pitchers tend to dominate in October baseball. The Orioles bats did absolutely nothing yesterday to make you think that they're going to explode for 5 or 6 runs today. Under 3.5 runs for the Orioles, plus 105. I like that bet. And I like the Royals on the money line too at plus 130. I think a lot of people are expecting the Orioles to bounce back. They had some opportunities yesterday to take the lead in that game and win it. Couldn't take advantage. But the Royals, man, they're just too young, too dumb to really know any better. Their starting pitching's great. Urseg at the back end of the bullpen, as Tommy was just talking about. So I'd ride with the Royals again today, plus 130, like that O's team total under as well. First game of the day out in Houston. How about the Tigers, man? I mean, what a great story. What a great finish to that game as well. Up 3-0 in the 9th inning. Houston, as you would expect, obviously champions, battling to the very end. So Detroit with one more win advances to the ALDS against Cleveland. Houston's minus 175. Detroit is plus 145 today. I love Houston. I think Detroit's actually going to win tomorrow, and I think they're going to advance to play Cleveland. But this is an Astros team that's been to 7 straight ALCSs. I just can't see them getting swept. I can see them losing in 3 games. I can't see them getting swept today. They got Hunter Brown on the mound going up against Tyler Holton. So the Astros bats started to get going a little bit in the 9th inning. I think that carries into today. I'd also look at them on the run line at plus 125, like Houston today. Mets and Brewers, guys, the Mets just got that feel to them right now, don't they? I mean, what they did against the Braves, obviously on Monday, the back and forth in that game to advance to the playoffs, and then yesterday, they're down 2-0. They answer right back. Brewers take the lead again, and the Mets come back. They're just doing what these teams in October need to do, that kind of bounce back. Team goes up, we're going to respond right away. Mets did open up as the small favorites in this game, but there's been some Brewers money pouring in. I'm going to fade that money. I still like the Mets. I don't know how you can bet against this team right now. They got something brewing right now in New York, so I will take the Mets at Sean Manaea today at minus 105. And then give me the Padres as well, minus 130 on the money line today against Atlanta. Good pitching matchup, Joe Musgrove against Max Fried. Michael King, spectacular yesterday for San Diego. A lot of people like the Padres coming into the postseason, and last night's game against the Braves, you can understand why. Good starting pitching, great bullpen, and their stars played like stars. Tatis hit a home run, Machado played well, Jackson Merrill had some hits, so San Diego looks really solid right now. The Braves, we know, have a ton of injuries. Great job by them just to get into the postseason, but I kind of think the Braves are cooked. I'd take San Diego on the money line as well. I really like all of my picks to win today, so if you want to parlay them all together, Astros money line, Royals money line, Mets and Padres money line at plus 1165 at BetMGM, I certainly think that is worth a bet today. Feel pretty good about that. I also feel good about our promo from our friends at BetMGM. They are offering a shot at a $50,000 daily jackpot. You just opt in, place a $10 straight bet on any MLB player to hit a home run. If your player's home run lands in a team's bullpen, you win a share of the prize. Bonus bets expire in 7 days, and the offer runs every day, Monday through Sunday. Head to BetMGM Sportsbook now to opt in and get your chance at a $50,000 win. All right, let's talk some football here on Send It In as we dive in to week five in the NFL. We will start with the Raiders and the Broncos. Denver favored by 3. The total is 36.5. Like Vegas quite a bit in this game at +3, especially now that it's at 3 against Denver. Broncos the last 2 weeks have won outright as huge underdogs, right? They beat Tampa as 6-point dogs. Then they beat the Jets as 8-point dogs. Now they come back home, and here they are as favorites, and they got expectations on them. Bo Nix did not look good at all, though, against -7 passing yards for much of that first half in that game. So Bo Nix still hasn't impressed me at all. The one thing I worry about with the Raiders is this whole Davante Adams situation, and if it's kind of like causing some friction in the locker room at all, but I don't think it will be. This is more just a fade about Denver, and that we're selling high on Denver right now because of their back-to-back big wins as outright underdogs. The Raiders always play Denver tough, too. Going back to the Josh McDaniels days when he couldn't beat anybody, the one team that he could beat was Denver. So Vegas always plays this team tough. It's a divisional matchup. You're getting a +3, a game with a low total at 36.5, and you're getting Bo Nix off back-to-back wins as a big underdog. So I will take the Raiders at +3 in that matchup. Another road underdog I like quite a bit is going to be the Arizona Cardinals, +7.5 against the 49ers. 49ers, finally we had a big favorite cover in the NFL last week, and it was the Niners over the Patriots. Obviously, the Niners are starting to get healthy. Debo, Kittle, they were back last week against New England. Arizona, though, has really been an easy team to bet the last couple of years. You just bet them on the road as an underdog, and you fade them at home as a favorite. And that's pretty much how it goes. I liked them last week against Washington because I thought it was a good spot to fade the Commanders off that incredible win against Cincinnati. But Jaden Daniels of the Commanders just keep rolling. Arizona, terrible performance, especially from their defense. Now they have a chance to bounce back. Kyler Murray, 26-15-2 against the spread as an underdog. Don't like betting Kyler as a favorite, especially at home, but when he goes on the road and he's an underdog, those are the spots that you want to bet Kyler. It's a divisional game. You're getting a key number at 7.5. Give me Arizona plus the points. I'll take the Packers, -3.5 on the road in LA as well. Jordan Love back last week against Minnesota. Not great in the first half, but started to look like Jordan Love a little bit in the second half. I think they can carry that over this week against the Rams, who are obviously still dealing with injuries to Cooper Kupp and Puka. The O-line is getting a little bit healthier, but I think this is a good spot for the Packers. I like the price as well. If this goes down to 3, I like it even more, but I would look at Green Bay -3.5. Giants and Seahawks, nothing for me on the spread or the total. The play that I would look at, though, is the Giants team total under at 18.5 points, especially Malik Nabers isn't going to play. That's obviously a big blow. You look at Seattle's schedule, though, this season, right? They go up against the high-powered offense against Detroit on Monday night, gets absolutely shredded to pieces. But before that, they played Bo Nix, they played the Dolphins and Skylar Thompson, they played the Patriots. Defense looked pretty good for the most part in all those games. I just think 18.5 is too high for the Giants in this game, so we'll go under that for the G-Men. Cowboys and Steelers on Sunday Night Football. I'll take Pittsburgh on the money line in this game at minus 135. The Steelers got O-line injuries, but Dallas has injuries to their defensive line. Micah Parsons, DeMarcus Lawrence, as we know, are banged up. I just have not liked what I've seen from Dallas. Everything is difficult right now. Dak and Dallas usually roll in those kind of games, like when they played the Giants on Thursday night, and it was a real struggle for them. You got Pittsburgh coming off of a loss. Defense finally gave up more than 10 points this season. They gave up 27. I expect them to bounce back. Pittsburgh's just one of those places that's really, really tough to play in prime time. So don't want to lay the 2.5 with the Steelers, but I will take them on the money line to win the game. And then Saints, Chiefs, really no thoughts for me. If I had to bet the game, probably be the Saints +5. I'm hoping that since this game is on Monday night, a lot of the times you see people come in, bet the favorites, especially a team obviously as public as the Chiefs. So if this goes to 6, I would look at New Orleans. At 5, though, probably a stay away for me. If I had to touch the game, I think Saints +5 would be the look. I like what Tommy was saying, though, about Kareem Hunt. I think him anytime touchdown, looking at his props, he could be a good option on Monday night against the Saints. All right, time to talk some college football now here on Send It In. Like the board this week quite a bit. The over that I like the best in week 6 in college football is going to be over 46.5 in Penn State and UCLA. I honestly think Penn State could get to this number by themselves. Their offense is much more improved with the new offensive coordinator that they brought in Andy Kotelnicki. And UCLA is getting Penn State in a really good spot. This could be a look ahead a little bit for the Nittany Lions, who travel to LA next week to take on USC in what could be a huge game. So you got that as well. Earlier this season, when Penn State was coming off of a nice win against West Virginia, that following game, they were 5 touchdown favorites against Bowling Green, and they won 34-27. So they have shown that they can have some letdowns a little bit after a big game. They had a whiteout last week against Illinois. That was a night game. Their defense played incredible. Offense struggled a little bit. I think offense scores some points this week. I think UCLA can score a little bit too. So we'll go over 46.5 in Penn State and UCLA. Give me the under 52.5 in Georgia and Auburn. Auburn is a mess right now, right? I mean, that game against Oklahoma, how they didn't win that game is crazy. And you're getting Georgia off of a loss like that when their defense gave up 41 points to Alabama. You know Kirby Smart has been making practice brutal all week long. Keep in mind, before the Bama game, Georgia's defense had not given up a touchdown all season. Bama might have the best offense in the country. So I think this total might be a little bit inflated because Georgia gave up 41 to Alabama. But when they go up against a bad quarterback like Peyton Thorne at Auburn and a bad offense like Auburn, I think this is a good bet for the under. Auburn's got a good defense too. So I think Georgia wins this game like 38-3, 38-7, somewhere in that neighborhood. I'll take the under 52.5. The favorite that I like the best is going to be Pitt -3 against North Carolina. I think UNC is cooked, folks. I really do. I think things could get ugly in Chapel Hill. The last 2 weeks have just been really tough for the Tar Heels. 2 weeks ago, they gave up 70 points to James Madison at home, okay? You were embarrassed. You were humiliated. But the next week, you got your arch rival Duke in Durham. You were on the road. You were up 20-0 in that game in the second half. Duke comes back to beat you 21-20. We all saw what Baylor looked like last week against BYU at the start of that game after they lost on that Hail Mary to Colorado. Those tough emotional losses like that are really, really hard. You got a Pitt team coming off of a bye week. They're undefeated. They're thinking they might have a shot to make it to the ACC championship potentially. I just think the psyches of these two teams right now are going in completely opposite direction. I'll take Pitt -3. The underdog that I like the best this week is Northwestern +13.5. against Indiana. One of my favorite things in college football is when we get an undefeated team that's finally getting recognized nationally and they get that ranked number next to their name. I've been waiting to fade Indiana, and this is the spot to do it because now they're 23rd in the AP poll. They got that ranked number next to their name. They're going on the road. They're laying two touchdowns against a Northwestern team that's just going to muck this thing up and make it ugly. Any game that's played at that temporary stadium that Northwestern has off of Lake Michigan, it's always going to be affected by weather and wind, and the elements are going to be tough. I'll take Northwestern plus 13.5. And then the outright winner that I like this week in college football is going to be Minnesota plus 250 against USC. I mentioned earlier, Penn State could be looking ahead to USC. I think USC could be looking ahead to Penn State potentially. And USC played a team similar to Minnesota a couple weeks ago when they went to Ann Arbor and played against Michigan, a team that wants to lean on their defense, run the football, chew the clock, and keep it ugly. Minnesota's going to have a night game. I think they're going to be fired up, ready to go. That second half against Michigan, Minnesota scored three straight touchdowns on their three offensive drives. So they might have potentially found something. I'll take Minnesota plus 250 against USC. All right, let's go to Model Making Money now. Checking with Kate Constable, joining us here on a Wednesday. Kate, we got a lot to get to. Before we get some of your favorite plays, what does the BetQL model like? What are their five-star plays for today?
Hey, PJ, yeah, five-star plays. Well, actually, you know what? There are no five-star plays on the board today, at least not in Major League Baseball, but we do have a four-star play. So almost as good. It's Tigers, Astros. The model likes the over 7.5 runs. We did not quite get there yesterday in this game with just four total runs. And I mean, this is going to be tough to go over with Hunter Brown on the mound for Houston today. It looks as though the model is also saying that a lot of sharp money is on the under. So do with that with what you will. But the model does like the over 7.5.
Very good. All right. So that's what the model likes. Kate, what about yourself? What do you like for today? What are some of your best bets?
Yeah, I like, I heard you say this earlier in the show, PJ, and it was a great line. In October, you need your stars to play like stars, right? So I'm taking Jose Altuve over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs. He's recorded at least two of those in 15 of his last 20 games. That goes all the way back to 2022, about 75% of the time. So I think he steps up big, knowing that the Astros need the win today to keep their season alive.
I like it. So, Kate, obviously game two's today of the whole wild card series. You like the Astros, it sounds like, to win today. Which series, maybe outside of Houston, if you had to pick one, are you most confident that we see a game three? So you like the Orioles to win today, the Brewers, or the Braves, if you had your pick?
Well, I'll tell you which one I'm most confident that we're not going to see is Braves and Padres. I think the Braves are done. So many injuries. They played a ton of baseball over the last couple of days with a lot of travel, and the Padres are just kind of rolling. If I had to pick them between the two others, I want to say the Orioles for you, PJ, because I know you're an Orioles fan, but I think the Mets kind of have this one. I know they're on the road, but they've been playing really well lately, and they're kind of a team where they're when they have a bunch of momentum, they're able to ride that and keep it going. So I like the Mets to, although you asked once again, who's going to make it into the, who's going to make a third game? I like the Mets to win tonight. So that series is going to be over. I didn't quite answer your question, but a backwards way of answering that for you, PJ.
I agree with you, though. I like the Padres, and I like the Mets as well. Kate, WNBA playoffs, we got the semifinals underway, a couple of game threes on Friday night. Anything that you like in either of those matchups?
Yeah, I like Vegas. They're back at home. Vegas is too good of a team to get swept, although I think the Liberty do end up winning that series. But you have Las Vegas laying 2.5. They were really sloppy yesterday. A lot of turnovers, 22 points allowed off of turnovers. A lot of foul trouble they were in throughout that game. Kelsey Plum, early foul trouble that kind of threw things off. So I like Vegas to win and cover minus 2.5 on Friday. I also like Minnesota, and this line's moved against Minnesota throughout the day. It was Lynx plus 1.5 in Connecticut. It's now plus 2. So I almost say wait to bet this one if you do like Minnesota. But Nafisa Collier for the Lynx has not even played one of her best games yet. She was 3 of 14 just yesterday for only 9 points. I think as soon as she really gets going, this Lynx team, especially with their defense, I think they're going to be able to get the win on the road and ultimately win this series.
All right, very good. Kate, in about 20 seconds or so, favorite football bet this weekend can be either college or the NFL. What's your favorite bet?
Yeah, I like the Packers at the Rams, -3, if you can still find a 3 out there. Matt LaFleur has just had Sean McVay's number. I know he came up under Sean McVay, but LaFleur is 4-0 with the Packers against McVay teams, and they're averaging or winning by an average of nearly 13 points per game. So I know they're on the road. They're coming off a poor performance. I would lay the points with the Packers.
I like it. Kate, always great insight. Appreciate the time. We'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, PJ.
You got it. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1-to-5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, guys, we've got about a minute left. Time to go through PJ's plays. Kate was talking about him, Jose Altuve. He's my pick today in going streak. And season on the line, you would expect the Astros to play well, and Altuve is going to be a part of that. So I will take him in going streaking. My favorite prop today is that Orioles team total under 3.5 runs. Lugo's been great all year. Kansas City bullpen's been solid. I don't see how the O's get to 4 runs today. We're getting that at +105 under 3.5 runs. That'll be my prop lock. Dog of the day is also going to be the Royals. I pretty much kind of like all the favorites on the board. I know the Mets are a small dog. Like the Padres, like the Astros, but I like the Royals today. Shawnee Sharp's going with the Astros -0.5 in the first 5. I like that one as well. And then my best bet, Astros Padres money line parlay +188. I expect Houston to send this series to a game 3. I just think the Padres are way better than the Braves. We will take +188 Padres and Mets both to win. That'll do it for our best bets for today. Thanks again to Tommy Caster, Kate Constable for joining the show. Hope you guys enjoy all the playoff baseball, and we will see you tomorrow. Cole Thompson joins us to talk college football week 6.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.